Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Alternativo Podcast. I'm your host, Canyon Cody, taking you on a deep dive into the world of Latin alternative with in-depth conversations with legends like Juanes and Julieta Venegas, Café Tacuba, Natalia Lafourcade, and a new generation of young superstars like Omar Apollo, Danny Lux, Cuco, and Iván Cornejo, who have all stopped by our weekly radio program, Alternativo with Subsuelo, broadcasting at the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles. But on the radio show, we only have time to air brief snippets of those conversations. So here on the Alternativo Podcast is where you will find the unedited, uncut, extended version of all those interviews. Follow and listen to the Alternativo Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app. This is Alternalido, and it is time for La Visita, when we have a friend of the Subsuelo family come by every single week, bring three records. But this week is special because this week we have Tomas Cookman, founder of LAMC, Nacional Records, one of the most influential figures in the history of Latin alternative music, and a dear friend. Thank you so much for coming by, Tomas. How you doing?
Hey, Kenyon. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
So, in case anybody is not familiar, Tomas made his name originally as the manager for Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, then started LAMC, the Latin Alternative Music Conference, which is coming up in just a couple of days. And I've had probably the most fun I've ever had in my entire life at the LAMC. And full disclosure, I used to work at the LAMC. Tomas was my boss. But it reminded me of summer camp, where you would just go see all your friends. Everybody from Venezuela to Miami to LA would all congregate in New York for a couple of days and do this conversation about Latin alternative music. This year, obviously, because of everything, it is not going to happen in person. It's going to be virtual. So tell me about what's the plan for the LAMC this year?
You know, it's interesting because, as you were saying, we were fortunate enough to all meet in New York. We work together with the city. We do big free shows in Central Park and Prospect Park. We take over a hotel in Midtown Manhattan, and we hope that 1,200 people show up. And luckily, year after year, 1,200 people show up. And this year is the 22nd year we were doing it. Wow. And last year, because of obvious reasons, we did it virtually, and it worked so well. And we always hope to have about 1,200 people. Last year, we had over 10,000 people register for the conference. And what's the great thing about that is that we really focus on not so much the fan of the artist, if not the people who want to be that artist, or who are that artist, or who want to manage that artist, or who want to start a record label, or be a DJ, or whatever it is that that creative outlet is. And we had 10,000 people register, and it was incredible to see the response from so many people from so many places around the world. And this year, we're already on target to do over 20,000 people, and we may even get 25,000 people, which is just talks so much about the health and the interest in music, and specifically the sort of crazy world of music that could be a rock song, could be a hip hop song, could be a reggae song, could be an electronic song, but sort of Latinos in there somehow as well too.
I mean, and that's always been the thing that attracted me to Nacional and LAMC is that it is pan-genre. It's not Latin rock. And even Latin alternative is almost too small of a phrase. I mean, it's a simple way to describe it, but it's really just Latinos making music.
Absolutely. You know, I think that enough people talk about pop songs, regional Mexican or salsa. So we typically don't do too much of that because it's really well represented in so many other places. But when we started it 22 years ago, I mean, it was, you know, Gloria Estefan was still big. Julio Iglesias still, you know, could sell out an arena. And we thought that we needed something alternative to that. There's just so much more out there. And as your show plays, and luckily as many other people are playing across the country and around the world, there's so many great artists to discover, many of which you guys happily, I'm very happy that you play. And the LMC, we were fortunate enough in the very first one, because we manage acts, because we were doing other things, it was easier for us to reach out to managers and to artists, say, hey, come on, you got to come down to this. This is going to be the first time. And who did I model it on? What? On South by Southwest, on New Music Seminar. Because they were all doing like this one little Latino thing at like 9 in the morning on a Tuesday when everybody was hungover. And it was still packed. And I said, well, heck, we can do this as well.
And the comparison to South By, I think, is really appropriate because it's a little hard to describe what LAMC is. It's not a music festival. It's also not a conference only. It's a hybrid of performances and panel discussions. I mean, you have the huge shows at Central Park and some of the kind of underground showcases later in the night in different venues in Manhattan and Brooklyn. But the other part of it are the panel discussions where you really get into the nitty gritty insider baseball of how this industry works and how to succeed. So what are some of the panels that you're going to have this year at LAMC?
You know, we were fortunate to have, like, sometimes on the same panel, we can have the president of Sony Latin sitting next to the head of a new cool indie label in Bogota, sitting next to a guy who's doing a underground label from Guadalajara. And they all have their perspective and they all had something great to say. And luckily, a lot of them are just producing a lot of really good music. So this year, we're doing a lot of the same. We're talking about what? About streaming, about touring, about the creative process. We're repeating a mental health panel that we started last year, which was very successful, that Anna Tijoux was on and Carla Morrison was on and why not? It was really successful. So we're doing it again with more musicians, just four musicians talking about, I mean, you know, these are crazy times and this is how I deal with it. And we also do the workshops on, you know, whether it's Spotify or TikTok or Facebook. So if you want to be in the industry, is a great place to be because you learn a lot about it. And we happen to be all proudly Latinos and majority of the people speaking are Latinos, although it's in Spanish and it's in English. It's for anybody who wants to know about the music industry, it's a good place to be. After talking about the music industry so much, we thought we have to show what the hell it is that we're talking about. So that's when we started up the showcases. And once again, we just have an incredible amount of amazing artists. And we also do these Q&As. I mean, our Q&As can be from Mon Laferte to this year we have Elvis Costello.
Awesome.
Because he has a Latino project coming up as well. So there's always these wonderful little surprises that we like to include as well.
We are talking with Tomas Cookman, founder of LAMC, the Latin Alternative Music Conference, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And, you know, having worked with you in the past, one of the things that made me trust you is that you are a true music fan. You listen to music. You're not just a music industry guy making deals all the time. You actually love music. I see you listen to music a lot. So you brought a couple of records for us to listen to today. What do you have for us today?
Oh my gosh. The first one is an artist who lives in Brooklyn. He's originally from Acapulco, and his name is Marron.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This is La Visita right here on Alternalida. We are talking with Tomas Cookman from LAMC, and this is Marrón 10 Años. That is Marrón 10 Años. We are talking with Tomas Cookman from the LAMC, Latin Alternative Music Conference. And I wanted to ask you about something that you guys do every year, which is the Artist Discovery Award. How did that come about, and who are some of the people that you've celebrated in the past?
Well, you know, I never liked the term Battle of the Bands. But I like the outcome. I like when there's typically a new band to be discovered. The first one we ever did, we found a band in Monterrey, Mexico, called Kinky. And they were our first one.
Okay.
Great. And since then, we've had Carla Morrison. We've had Ileana. Most recently, we had Nati Peluso. This year, we're about to announce two of our discovery artists. And one's, actually, they're both LA-based, which is, happens to be for the very first time. And us being an LA company, even though I'm very happy to know that this is heard across the country, but we're an LA company. And the fact that there's two LA artists that we're highlighting as our discovery artists this year makes me very happy. And speaking of LA artists, and the very fact that I brought three records with me, we signed a band from LA called Jungle Fire.
Yes.
Jungle Fire is just a fun, amazing group of musicians who are a little bit Afro, funk, salsa, boogaloo. It's amazing what they do. And this song, when I first heard it and they sent it to me, I got to sign it. Now, with Nacional Records, which is our label, we're able to champion some of these acts. And Jungle Fire is one of the acts I've always been very, very happy to send a royalty check to every whatever amounts of months they get their royalty checks.
and they're the sort of band that wouldn't necessarily have like a bidding war amongst the major labels. You know, most of their music is instrumental. It's also a little difficult to classify what it is. And Nacional made space for that. And I think that one of their successes has been in sync. And I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the relationship between the artists on your label and commercials, TV, movies.
You know, we've been fortunate that being in LA, a lot of music supervisors hear us on the, you know, station stuff that support us. And Jungle Fire, they've been in like Nike ads, they've been on Ice-T ads, they've been ads all over the world, and well-paying ads. So that makes me very happy that maybe, you know, they're not going to be selling 2 million copies of their album, but they're making, you know, a good amount of coin from all the commercials they're doing. I mean, just today, earlier today, we closed a deal for Anna Tijoux for a clothing chain in the UK. So, you know, the world's really small. It gets smaller all the time. And then at the end of the day, it's not just about being Latin music or LA music. It's just good music.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. Like, I'll be walking by my grandma's bedroom and I'll hear Bomba Stereo. And I'm like, oh my God, abuela, you're listening to Bomba Stereo? And I walk in and it's a Target ad, you know? And and one of the things that I learned most from my time working with you was that you need to have a diversity of revenue, that you cannot just rely on touring. You can't just rely on downloads. You can't just rely on, and it has to be a number of different things. And one of the things that has become important for artists recently is releasing music on vinyl. And I wanted to talk about how's vinyl doing for you?
In vinyl every day, you know, thanks to Bandcamp, thanks to many other outlets like that. I mean, touring was a wonderful way to sell vinyl. The artists who do tour across the U.S., they sold out vinyl all the time. So we try to release as much vinyl as we possibly can. And a good chunk of our artists have vinyl. So it's, I mean, I'm a vinyl collector. I've been buying vinyl since I'm 5 years old. So I used to have 20,000 records. I got married. Now I've got about 3,000. which I'm very happy because I can pick out any of those 3,000 and I don't mind it. So I didn't just buy it just because the cover looked good. And other record collectors, you know what I'm talking about. And it's something that it's not going away. I mean, nowadays, even to get a record pressed, it takes longer and longer and longer because there's just so much demand from people pressing vinyl. I mean, it's a very healthy niche.
Well, this is one of my most cherished pieces of wax right now. This is Jungle Fire Comencemos on La Visita with Tomás Cookman. That is Jungle Fire Comencemos. We are talking with Tomás Cookman from the LAMC, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And you've done this how many times? 25 times?
It's 22 this year.
22 years of the LAMC. And
yesterday.
Do you remember the first year? What do you remember about the very beginning?
I remember the first year, I was like, who the heck is going to come? Hmm. And it was right at the beginning of the first internet big wave. And someone who worked in, as a big booking agent out of LA named Mark Geiger had a new company, the internet company. And I needed a title sponsor. I threw out a number. He said, okay, we'll sponsor it. I said, well, great. I've got it paid. So if nobody shows up, at least I'll invite, 200 of my best friends, and everybody came. And that's where Kinky was discovered. And then we had like Molotov and Café Tacuba play and all the other artists that were first rolling around during those years. And sheesh, did it once. I could do it twice.
Now, we're talking about the LAMC, which is coming up. But another thing that you have done in the past, which is a highlight of my life, was Supersonico, which was a festival that you did in Los Angeles. And I think the first Supersonico, I mean, the second one was awesome, but the first Supersonico, I think, is probably the best lineup of any concert I've ever seen in my life. I mean, Calle 13 and Café Tacuba at the top, and then just all the way down. There literally was no one not on the lineup. And one of the ones that I remember super specifically, because I was kind of confused by your booking choice, was Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. And this is a band that I'd never heard of before in my life. And they just came and killed it. How did you find them? And tell me about them.
What's interesting is, managing Fabuloso Cadillacs and the whole ska world, Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra for years was loved in Latin America. I mean, to this day, I mean, later on, years later, I signed them to Nacional as well. And when they go to Mexico City, they'll sell out a 10,000 capacity place on their own. I mean, they go to Argentina, they go to Colombia, they tour all these places. And I says, I know that they're going to do well. And they did. They did really fantastic that day. I love Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. And I love that
they're like, jumping is amazing.
They all dress the same. They all walk together. And it's definitely a sight to see.
All right, well, let's listen to it. This is Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, Salvation Ska. That is Salvation Ska, which I was thinking back to Supersonico, a festival that you did in Los Angeles, and I was surprised by their booking. And there was another surprise booking at that festival. At the time, I kind of like was confused, but history has proved you right. And that was Lizzo. You booked Lizzo before anyone had ever heard of her, basically. What made you do that? She's not Latina.
Well, two things. I saw a video, which I just fell in love with, of hers. And I thought, we got to have Lizzo up here. I mean, and somebody told me that, like, her grandma was either Nicaraguan or something like that. Okay. And I don't know if it's true or not, but I believe in it. It worked for me. Except this story, she's part Nicaraguan or something. And she was great. I mean, she brought people up from the crowd and danced with everybody. And she was Lizzo.
Yeah, she killed it and then now has earned everything she's received.
Yes.
We are talking with Tomás Cookman from the LAMC, which is coming up in just 10 days. And we're coming up to the end of the show right now. We're going to close things out. You got one more record for us. What you going to play, Tomás?
Thanks. This band from Argentina, and they're not even, typically the bands from Argentina are from Buenos Aires. These guys are from La Plata, which is like an hour outside. And they're called El Mató. Wonderful shoegaze rock band that, same thing, like, well, that's a hard sell. Well, the last album we did got nominated for a couple Latin Grammys. We had them performing at the Latin Grammys. And we're just trying to show that there's much more to what it is that we like to hear than maybe what people think is out there. And El Mato is a perfect example.
All right. This is El Mato with El Tesoro right here on Alternalido. That is El Mato. We are coming up to the end of the show. Thank you so much for Tomas for coming on. And let people know, how do they attend LAMC? How do they get connected?
You go to latinalternative.com. There's a little button there that says register. Click on the button. It's free. It'll tell you, give you the whole schedule. It's from May 4th to the 7th. A couple days as well, you said, not too long ago. And hopefully the entry point's so low that hopefully you'll come in and check it all out.
Well, I highly recommend it, specifically for artists who are trying to break into the scene or want to learn more about how to make a career out of your music and your art. The LAMC has taught me so much. Thank you so much, Tomas, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you. And thank you, DJ Ethos, for bringing the music week after week.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Alternalido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alternalido podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.